All right, it's 22 before the hour, and it's 100.1 FM, WRHI, one way or another. On Monday, this is the 10th already of April, about 50 degrees. And as Keith has said, around 74, 75, it's going to be absolutely gorgeous here. You know, it's Easter week. A lot of people on vacation, spring week going for a lot of schools and stuff. And also, this Sunday is Easter Sunday.
Excellent. Palm Sunday this past weekend. I kind of missed the palms. I grew up Lutheran, so I sort of had a, I have a need to have a fresh palm on Palm Sunday, but I don't have that. We get to sing, though, next week, so that's good. Yay. Hosanna. Good morning.
We did palms, so
I just let her go sometimes because
that's okay.
She lets me go a lot of times, so I just let her go back.
Yeah. That's a good relationship when each let each other go.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Well, I'm so happy to have in studio today. We're here with Reverend Sam McGregor from the Allison Creek Presbyterian Church, and Patrice Daines is his guest. I'm sure you're a congregant of
the church. Yes.
Wonderful. And it's with Allison Creek Presbyterian Church. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Good morning. It's good to be here.
Nice to have both of you here. You got the big thing coming up this...
it's on May 6th.
May 6th and 7th here. Tell me a little bit about Allison Creek Presbyterian Church. We were just talking about this before you got here. May I call you Sam?
Yes, please, mm-hmm. Sam. So what we're talking about here is... So Allison Creek Church was a church that was built in 1854 is when it began. And on the church property of Allison Creek is what's called the Clay Hill Cemetery, which is the Clay Hill was the community that existed prior to the name of Allison Creek. And Clay Hill was a community that existed around Hill's Ironworks, which was the produced artillery in the Revolutionary War and mined iron ore out of Nanny's Mountain up there and then produced artillery right there at Big Allison Creek.
Okay.
And so Hill's Ironworks employed or had several hundred slaves that worked in the Hill's Ironworks, and including in that was what became the Clay Hill community. And so on the church property of Allison Creek is the Clay Hill Cemetery, which has about 300 or so grave sites from 1859 until 1896, which are African Americans who were buried in that location. And so we knew about the cemetery, but no one knew how large it was, and then no one knew the stories that were associated with the Clay Hill Cemetery. So you want to?
Is that where you come in?
Well, I came in. At,
I love stuff like
I
this.
I came in at a weird point because I've been a member just a little over a year, I think. And so a lot of this history I got to learn by coming there. And so it's been just fascinating to me, which is one of the reasons we're having this festival. You could walk around that community and you would never know this history because, of course, everything's changed. It's all developing. But, you know, there's this jewel that sits there in the middle of the land, which is Allison Creek and the cemetery and this history.
I'm curious, when you talk about this program called Let the Land Say Amen, talking about this particular festival coming up on May 6th about this land, about Elias Hill, and what a unique story it seems. To me, this seems like a unique story. Is this a unique story that Elias Hill led people back to Africa?
Yeah, so Elias Hill was born in slavery, and then soon after his birth, he developed either polio or muscular dystrophy.
Okay.
And Elias Hill then was self-taught, and he developed a knowledge of the English language and became a Baptist minister. He started the Sardis Baptist Church in the area.
Okay.
And then in the 1860s, after the conclusion of the Civil War, Elias Hill buys 40 acres of property next to Allison Creek Church and feels very positive about starting anew and building and felt very positive about his relationships with his white neighbors.
Okay.
Well, that all changed in the late 1860s because of the uprising of the KKK.
All right.
And so Elias Hill and Harriet Semmerl were basically terrorized by the KKK, and so they started communicating to their representatives and to they were early civil rights leaders is basically what Elias Hill was. And so they start communicating while it's going on, and so the KKK comes in actually May 6th, which is the anniversary that we're having our festival on, and comes in searching for Elias Hill because they're trying to shut him down, and so Elias Hill and Harriet Zimmerman end up testifying against the KKK because the federal troops come in. Ulysses S. Grant declares martial law, suspends habeas corpus in York County, the only time habeas corpus has been suspended in the history of the United States. And so they testify in the York Hotel, which is in downtown York, and still there, and they get convictions, which was very powerful for KKK to be convicted off the testimony of African Americans at the time. And so these KKK guys end up going to prison in New York. Others are run out, including Dr. Rufus Bratton from Brattonsville was one of the leaders of the KKK. And so they end up fleeing, going to Canada. And so their testimony ends up pushing the KKK out of South Carolina for a couple of years. And so then Elias Hill then decides that it is too difficult for African Americans to live here in York County. And so Elias Hill.
Such a climate. What a horrible climate.
Right. So yeah. Elias Hill leads a migration of 166 people from that community to go to Liberia. And if you're watching TV, you'll see that I'm wearing a Liberian shirt because Patrice and I were able to then go to Liberia about a month ago and end up meeting with descendants of Solomon Hill and June Moore, who were folks whose ancestors were born whose ancestors are buried at Allison Creek in the Clayhill Cemetery.
How were you received?
Oh, they were just thrilled because
they got a connection back.
Yes, and because there's this ocean and this gulf that you know of information that has separated us, so that we knew things that they didn't know, and they knew things that we didn't know.
How did y'all ever start this story? How did you ever find out? I mean, you sound like a historian here, Sam.
I did not like history in high school, but he's fallen in love with this history.
It's such a rich
story. I really have fallen in love with this story.
We started with just the cemetery in back of the church here.
Right.
Where did it go from there? How'd you find all this? Yeah. I mean, how'd you find out, wow, this has got a history to it?
Well, it just kept building. Because initially we got connected to some congregations nearby. Liberty Hill AME Zion and New Home AME Zion and Union Baptist churches, which we discovered that the folks after the emancipation migrated and started those communities. But then we discovered this connection to Liberia, and just through a random set of events through a pastor in York, Alfred Jackson, whose church was doing ministry in Liberia, we get connected to a congregation in Monrovia, Liberia, that we've been partnering with in different ways. And so working with that congregation, we then made their pastor has been here twice, Peter Breeze, and so then we knew the next step was for us to go there. And so we went to Arlington, Liberia, which was a community that was settled by folks from here. Wow. And so June Moore and Solomon Hill become actually the richest people in Liberia. They become coffee farmers and ginger farmers and merchants in Liberia. So they were born here in York County and then migrated to Arlington. And so when we get to Arlington, we actually end up meeting, like Patrice said, with their descendants, but also with we get to the gravesite there in Arlington, and we get to the tombstones of Solomon Hill and June Moore, and their tombstones say, born in South Carolina, immigrated to Liberia. And so we circled up and had prayer with their descendants, and that was just a very powerful moment.
I bet.
And the cemetery was located on South Carolina Road. And
yes.
We saw so many places where they had taken the names. Like there was a York Estate, and then Sam saw a Clemson Market.
I'm a Clemson graduate, and so we're going in towards Arlington, and we passed by Clemson Medicine Shop. I was like, I got to get that picture.
Yeah, right. For sure. This is a really neat experience that you're going to have on May 6th and 7th, the 6th being the festival, and then a service coming up on the 7th that will also celebrate this whole
thing. That's right. So May 6th, so we're having a festival basically to tell this story. And so we've lined up lots of, I think, fun and exciting
music and food and things.
So we've got music and interpreters to tell the story of all of this. And so we've been working with Historic Brattonsville, and we've gotten funding from the South Carolina Humanities. And so we are going to be putting on this festival with interpreters and with music and with games and just inviting folks to come and experience the grounds, because we truly feel like the grounds are holy, is a holy place.
And the stories will be told through the interpreters. I think that's one of the most exciting things, is that people will tell the stories. These people we've talked about will have people who represent them and tell their stories, and there'll be tours of the cemetery, tours of the church.
Patrice, you are of New York Post, is that right?
No, Washington Post.
Washington Post investigative.
I mean, Washington, yeah, that's right.
Washington Post.
I changed it myself. You're confusing me.
It doesn't take much for me.
I don't know who I am.
It's good to see you again, Patty. All right, here we go. You are of investigative reporter background, so you've got some knowledge and things like this. Did this spark your fire when you saw and you got into this, obviously? I mean, was this one of the things you went, oh, wow, I got to get into this?
Oh, it absolutely did. I don't know. Should I freak him out with a story? But
freak him out with any
freak
story.
Freak him out with a story. I was going to Winthrop and just taking some classes, and I'd go past the church, just my little shortcut going home, and I would hear these voices say to me, which it isn't so unusual for me, because throughout my life at different points I've heard different voices.
Okay.
So you see.
I don't think that makes you a weird person either.
I'm
just
good.
With you on that.
So I hear these voices that would say, come over here, come over here, you should come over here, go to this church, go to this church. I go, oh, I'm so busy, I'll stop there one day, and I don't really stop there. But I meet a woman who, it turns out, is a member there, but I don't know it, and she says, oh, you got to go to my church and meet my pastor. And then when I go to meet him, I realize it's the church where I've heard the voices, and then he takes me into the woods, and I see the cemetery.
Oh, amazing.
And then to me, it just all became very clear that I really do believe it was like these people calling to me to say, come here, come here, you need to come here. And so, you know, I started going, and then me being a writer, I mean, this, it just all spoke to my heart and to my spirit, you know.
Absolutely.
Everything that Sam knows, I could just listen, you know, for days, but the stories, they're just incredible. And even, you know, the experience of going to Liberia and to see a man who says, hi, I'm Solomon Hill, that name has carried down all these generations.
Amazing.
And
wow.
He's a descendant of our Solomon Hill. I feel like our Solomon Hill.
Love it.
Well, the culmination of the work you've done and the investigating you've done, and just really the love, I think, of what this area represents, is really going to be an exciting time for
May 6th. I love this because it brings all people together, too. You know,
that's
brings the races together. And if we're apart these days, look where we were years ago, and look where we still need to be together. Absolutely.
Well, that's why we believe the land's saying amen.
Yes.
You know, it's saying, look, you need to know this. The earth you walk on, the land you walk on, this is what used to be here. This is what used to be said, but look at where it is.
Right. Because we feel like we're sitting on top of what I describe as the greatest story of African American liberation that's never been told.
Right.
And so much, you know, we're fearful a lot of times of exploring our history, but our history can teach us a lot and speak to us today. And it was special to be in Liberia, because Liberia has recently come out of a civil war, and to be able to share stories with the ancestors of their ancestors who came out of the American Civil War and had to start over, and then to help them to hear that stories for themselves, and how as they come out of their own civil war of, you know, that their ancestors started over and did some incredible things and was very courageous, and that they can do that as well, which they are doing.
Well, Reverend Sam McGregor and Patrice Dane, thank you. Dane. Well, we're thrilled to have you here, and we want to go online to look. LetTheLandSay.com. It's a beautiful website. Check that out. Gorgeous colors and things. So you can check out all the details as well as the stories, and go out on May 6th to the Allison Creek Presbyterian Church. Where can we find the address for that?
So the address is 5780 Allison Creek Road, which is on Highway 274, Hands Mill Road, between the between Newport and Lake Wylie.
Okay.
And on May 7th, we'll be unveiling a historical marker, which will be the first historical marker to recognize the actions of the KKK in the state of South Carolina.
We're lucky that you two, and I know you two feel this way, you two feel you're lucky that you came across this, don't you? Because y'all feel privileged to be able to relay this information. And you are a walking encyclopedia about this right now, Sam, I tell you. But good stuff. Well, when you do this and you just start soaking it in, it's not learning. I mean, you're just wanting the knowledge and the information and stuff like that. You know, fantastic stuff. What a great history right in our area.
Yep.
Sure, certainly.
It is.
Thanks to both of you for coming in today. And we'll be out there
May
6th. Let the land say amen at Allison Creek Presbyterian Church.
Do you ever hear anybody call you for lunch or anything like that? I mean, voices, lunch, lunch, let's go to lunch. You ever hear that or anything?
No, unfortunately. Okay. I think there are no free lunches.
Okay, all right. Okay. Just checking. Well, what good. A pleasure this morning to have both of you in here.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. Once again, from Allison Creek Presbyterian Church, we have Pastor Reverend Sam McGregor, Jr., and also Patricia. Patrice, what's your last name?
Gaines.
Google Patrice Gaines. You'll see that she's a noted author and has been on Oprah before. So.
Oh, nice.
You really?
I have.
How humble of you, girl. How humble of you. All right. Thank you, Patrice. I just wanted to make you feel at home, okay? All right. It's about 7 till 100.1 FM.